Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And it was a terrible call, but I was...
Oh, it's the first time this morning I heard you say that.
What?
That it was a terrible call.
I called it awful on...
Oh, so you kept it real.
You don't follow me on Twitter?
Your boy's been off of Twitter a little bit.
I said it was an awful call to end the game. It's too bad. But, okay, it's 1-2 after...
With Scherzer.
Yeah. And we have Flores is 0-18 against him. So it did not cost them the game. You can't assume Flores was going to hit a home run there. But, for example, in real time, I was listening... Mike Kruko said it was a strike in real time. He said, yeah, he went. In real time, that's what Kruko said. And obviously, you get a second look at it. It wasn't. But it's a tough call.
This is amazing. Call. It's almost like Eddie Murphy trading places. Because earlier this week, I said, if this season doesn't culminate with this team moving on, I'm going to be rah-rah, look at the big picture. And now it looks like we've traded places because this does sting. But, Steiny, in this series – the San Francisco Giants, your Giants, talking to the masses, were 3-for-25 with runners in scoring position, and last night, 0-for-5. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get it, Willard, like I wanted to because I knew we were wrapping it up. But he was like, you know what? You're facing good pitching. But if you want to be that team, you got to get hits at some juncture. So I didn't tell him, and I know he ain't listening now, but Steiny, damn it, that's when you got to go hard. You got to go hard in the paint, or you're going home. And they have nobody to blame but themselves.
Yeah, I didn't want to start in on Willard either.
Yeah, right.
He's very optimistic about the future. I'm not nearly as optimistic as him, but Farhan does have a track record. I just think you look at what happened this year with 107 wins, and now you start thinking about next year. They're not going to win 107, all right?
108?
No,
just I get you.
Absolutely not. But, you know, Chris, can they make the playoffs? Yeah, they can make the playoffs.
Do you give KB a blank check?
Not blank, no.
He showed up.
Not blank. But
I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Yeah. The
people are hurt.
Yeah, but they'll get over it. I'm telling you.
This
after
hurts.
The playoffs. After the playoffs are over. Right. After the Dodgers win it all.
Yeah.
I mean,
Stoney, they were so close, man.
A couple things that I was thinking about. You can talk about the check swing all you want. They didn't deserve to win the series, the Giants. Like you said, 3-for-25 with runners in scoring position.
Think about that.
They scored 6 runs in the last 4 games of the series. They scored 10 runs in 5 games. I mean, you could make a case they were lucky to be in that series. Now, that's the kind of games the Giants played, but it was just a case of all the guys who'd been coming through all season long did not come through. Wade did not come through. Ruff had a home run, but he did not have a good series.
That was a home run.
Longoria had a home run, but he didn't hit.
Yeah,
for
no
average.
Show. Yeah, he won a game.
But. Flores, not much. Solano, not much. So
But this team was, they hit home runs. Donnie, that's the rat on the table. They weren't a team that just put the ball in play. And we saw it the last month of the season as they fended off the Dodgers. But at the end of the day, I just don't like now that you taste his success. You can't go into the postseason saying we're going to be Harvey Wallbangers. No, you're facing studs every night. And this is what you get. So I'm not going to dare stab those, as Shaq would say, I love this, Donnie, the others in the back. Because they helped you get to 107 and get to this juncture. But when Logan Webb was not on the mound for the Giants, the Dodgers outplayed the Giants.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's
My gosh,
it's not just that he's competitive too. He's got a little mad Bumgarner like competitiveness in him.
Looks like Curly, our producer Curly.
Curly looks like him.
Well, yeah, doppelganger.
I believe that most Giant fans, while they are extremely disappointed, particularly at the way the game ended, I took that whole series in and I'm like, you can't, it hurts, but you cannot be upset. You really can't. It's just a phenomenon. They had a once in a lifetime year. They're not going to win. Like, they didn't win 107. Yeah. For 50 years, they're not winning 107 for 50 more. So, again, one brutal night of disappointment shouldn't take away from a six-month summer that was just spectacular. You can go back and look at 20, 25 games this team won, and it was just – it was virtually unprecedented what they were doing. So,
yeah.
It's too bad that they had to run into the Dodgers as early as they did.
But they were outclassed.
They were going to run into them at some point.
And look, it went 15
exactly.
rounds. I went Frazier Ali. And I don't know if people know this, Donnie. I'm sure they do. The Dodgers' payroll is $100 million more than the Giants. You were not outclassed. Now, you didn't have the biggest names. And another rat on the table on this Good Friday. I'm giving the dap through the window. You called Mookie Betts.
I did.
You called Mookie, but that didn't come up in crosstalk. But what made you say his name? Because I thought, something was up with his hip, but that was his game last night, and he caused mayhem.
I just, after he hit the home run in game four, I was like, oh, that's right. They got Mookie Betts. Because he really hadn't done a ton.
Nothing.
What was he the last two games? I think he was like 6-for-8, maybe. Something, 7-for-8, maybe.
A Crawford catch away from tying that game. That the Giants won.
I mean,
people
are saying Crawford was all right. He didn't have a good series. 250 doesn't cut it in the postseason.
Exactly. So how do you transform the long ball in low averages into postseason and high averages with no home run? I don't think you can do that. And I think we just got proof. It's scary to look at these averages for the Giants, even Wade Jr. But at the end of the day, you did it with the long ball. And I just don't know moving forward, can you expect that? Like, again, Willard was like, the future's bright. Is it? If now you've upped your, what you want to do?
I do think that, I'm definitely with you, where it's like, okay, let's say the team is essentially the same.
Okay.
Are they really going to hit like they hit last year? I would say no, but the guy who runs the show is really good. And Willard's right. Willard's right. I mean, I don't know who's going to be in the starting rotation. We know one starter
for next
year, another Logan
Gosman,
Webb.
Yeah, and another DeSclafani.
He's proven.
Yeah.
He's proven he can do it. We got some call, 888-957-9570. The show's about you guys. No doubt about it.
I like that. We're here for you.
People are saying, like, am I trolling Giants fans? Why would I troll Giant fans?
You said nothing but love.
They had a great year.
Yeah.
They had a great year. Let's go. You know what? I'm going to start out with City Boy because it looks like he's...
That's my guy. I saw him on Twitter. Twitter. I'm like, he ain't called in a little bit.
City Boy. Yeah, City Boy. What's up, man?
Oh, what's up, folks? Yeah, no, you know, I'm still around. I just sometimes got to take a little hiatus, and I'm back. I'm back calling.
Gotcha.
Matt, the irony of listening to you talk about fans and how you think they should feel when you really have no vested interest in
That's
any
right.
team outside of maybe the Hawks. It's pretty funny.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Okay, honest to God, you're right about all that stuff. But as somebody who is objective, and I like the way the game ended, the way the series ended, the way the season went, again, if you're a Giants fan, yeah, it's probably crushing. But the season should not leave a bad taste in your mouth. Not after a while. You know, I think this is going to be one of those years where Giants fans are going to look back on this year, and it's going to be a positive memory. It might take a minute or two, but 107 wins, I mean, man, you know, that's it, City.
I think so, and I, if you don't mind, I don't think so, and I'll tell you
really?
Why. Because, for one thing, it was the Dodgers, and that makes it so much harder. The other thing is the way the game ended, and I realized the Giants were probably going to lose, and the Dodgers did their thing. You can't take anything away from what they did. But what I will say is the Giants, how many wins did they have in the last at-bat this year? I mean,
no doubt.
15, 20, 25? So, like, to take that strike away from this Giants team sort of took away what they did best. The
sure.
reason they won 107
yeah.
games. You know, they win 90 games in any normal year. This was kind of their magical season where they were pulling games out in the most ridiculous fashion. And this was that opportunity to do it one more time and stick it to the Dodgers. And to have it end on that call was pretty rough. I mean, that was rough. And I'll never forget the Warriors' 73-win season. As much as I love that and want to hang my hat on 73 wins and being the greatest team of all time in the regular season, it still leaves a sour taste in my mouth. It really does that season. And I might, if you told me, could I take that title and not get the other two, I might take that deal. I might do a 2-for-1 just to get that one ring.
Wow. Well, I'll do you one better. Would you give away the 3 championships the Giants had for this year, winning it all and beating the Dodgers last night?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, City Boy, let me ask you this. And this wasn't apparent last night, but it's something I've been toying with, and I'm ready to go public with it, and you're the first one, you and Steiny. Do the Giants need more team speed? Because I've seen a lot of times that runner on second, they get a base hit to the outfield, the runner gets to third. When you know, you got to manufacture runs in the offs, and I think that's something Farhan and Gabe should look at. Is that just me, or when you hear me say that, what do you say?
Oh, you're spot on, Goo. I mean, you've been watching baseball about as long as I have, and I go back to the Whitey Herzog Cardinals.
Oh man, Vince Colbert.
Team speed. Yeah, you know, Lonnie Smith, Willie McGee. I mean, you know, and the thing is that speed is something, you know, they say speed kills, and it's really not an underrated thing. I mean, Ricky Henderson, my guy, you know, that's my favorite player of all time. And I love speed on the base paths, and it's a dynamic. It adds, you know, something that can't be quantified. And I think somebody said on one of the earlier shows they should sign Starlin Marte. And
oh,
I think
wow.
That's a tremendous right. idea because, you know, he's a free agent, and that dude has
a stud.
It all. I mean, he does
yeah.
everything. And
yeah.
So, you know.
All right. Now, we're not ready to talk about the postseason. Hey,
City Boy, ready to
City
come
Boy,
in studio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate it.
What'd you think about my team speed? Like, I know you're like, oh, this team hits home runs, Goo, but it's just been something that, like, the Dodgers, they're faster than the Giants. It's not why they won, but they got guys that can get their ass from second to home on a hit to the outfield, Steiny.
Yeah, the baseball's getting away from that, though, obviously. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Or is it when it comes to the postseason? Timely hitting that ain't a home run, and that speed will help you.
See, that game and that series was too close for me to say, they don't have enough of this, they don't have enough of that. This is what cost them. That's what cost them. Sometimes you just
that's
get
fair.
Beat. Sometimes you just get beat, and you just do. And here's the other thing I was thinking. Everybody gives me grief because I'm not a fan of any team. I used to be a fan.
And like when the Celtics would lose to the Lakers in the finals.
Oh, yeah.
And they would.
Magic baby.
And they would, yeah. And they would say, ah, oh, two champion teams. This was just incredible. You know what? As a 20-year-old,
yeah,
that didn't mean anything to me. But I'm older now. And it's not going to make it hurt any less. But those are two championship teams that played last night. Like the Giants, no, they didn't get a title, but that's a championship team. They could have easily won the championship. Easily. They just didn't.
And
baseball is more of a fickle game than any of the other games.
Sir, you are correct and spot on, but me being Mr. Fan, Steiny, like you, we don't know what tomorrow holds. It may be 50 years before the Giants win another division. So it's not just, and that's what stings more, is you were right there, and had you been better for 3 for 25, you would be, you know, they didn't outplay you. They just didn't. And how is Roberts feeling right now? I'll send him a thing of Hennessy.
Who?
Roberts. Because that looked like it was going to blow up with Knable. I thought Ruff hit a home run.
By the way,
Posey followed with a homer.
By the way, officially. It's official.
What is it?
That worked.
Oh, there's Scherzer to close the game?
He got two innings
out
of Knable and Gratterall.
Yep.
And now here comes Arias. And they're now playing a seven-inning game with a great start.
And Webb's, when you look at the score box, 67 pitches, Urias 22. I'm like, he can keep going. He gave up that ball. Ruff is a strong man.
That ball was crushed.
You see where it went?
I did, yeah. Reiner, Reggie Jackson's home run against the Dodgers in the World Series, his third of three.
Now,
off
you know
Charlie
why
Huff.
I won't say I like that? Because Reggie was left. But you're right. That's where that ball went.
Remember Yankee Stadium had that black drop?
I know what you're talking about.
Backdrop that where nobody sat.
And that was a damn good candy
and then
bar,
Reggie. And then seven kids, you know, like he hit the third homer and then all the kids ran over to the black part of the
Reggie was
backdrop.
The man. Reggie.
Yeah. All right. Tough loss, but what can you say? I mean, I'm not going to be able to console Giant fans. You know, they're going to be upset.
And this is about what you thought of the game last night, how hurt you are, or how positive you are. But I'm with you, Steiny. When is it too soon to talk about Chris Bryant? Like, if I had to ask you to go to the betting window now, would you say he's a Giant?
Yeah, I would say he's a Giant.
He was Mookie Betts. He was an MVP. They don't got a lot of those guys. And I know Posey, he showed up. Crawford didn't. No belt. That hurt.
Tell you what.
I hope you're not stabbing the back on my guy Crawford. Stabbing him in the back.
No, no, it's Posey. Posey, I could see him retiring.
Well, he missed last season.
No.
Yeah.
And he's the kind of guy
he will
take the offseason to think about it. All right, I see the phone lines jammed. 888-957-9570. Get whatever you need to get off your chest.
We're
off
here.
Your chest. If you want to talk about something in particular, I mean, just give me what was the difference in that series? Why did the Dodgers win and the Giants lose?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.